Hello. Here I will present the progress report of my work on the open firmware for BK7231T. This topic will be written in the form of a tutorial. I will present here step by step how I developed my own cross-platform running on Windows and BK7231T mini HTTP server, pin configuration system via the web panel, and how I connected it with NQTT and ultimately with Home Assistant. Of course, I will attach here full source code for download and a Visual Studio project for those who want to play with my server under Windows. First part of the story. This topic is a continuation of this thread. Official repository. As per users' requests, here is public repo. Topic content. In this topic, I will present how to write your own simple C language HTTP mini servers on Windows. How to prepare this server to be multi-platform and run it on WB2S. BK7231T. How to organize cleverly a pin configuration for the BK7231T in Tasmota style. How I finally organized the pin configuration and MQTT support for my open firmware for BK7231T. As in the case of the current version of the project, run my firmware on my own system from the BK7231T series, WB2S, WB3S, maybe others, and connect it to the Home Assistant via MQTT. Why will the server be multi-platform? For the following reasons. It will allow me to efficiently create a website for the configurator and management of the BK7231T module on Windows, without having this module physically, without the need to upload a firmware to it, which takes a long time, etc. This will allow me to use the same configurator and page in the case of another family of systems that I also intend to open. And more specifically, XR809. To some extent, it will force me to better organize the project and keep everything compiled on all platforms and emphasize the division into modules. Note. C and networking basics. I will try to present the topic as interestingly as I can, but for obvious reasons, I have no way to explain everything line by line, and I will not explain the absolute basics of C, HTTP, and TCP. In addition, in the topic, I allow myself some simplifications that should not be used in the target product, such as using the dangerous strat function. It does not check if there is room for what we copy in the target buffer. Own HTTP server. Work organization. I decided to write my own HTTP server in Visual Studio C++ 2008 Express Edition. This is the IDE I have worked with the most, and I know it quite well, so the choice for me was obvious. But you can use any other C++ compiler. This IDE compiles my server to Windows Platform, EXE. The HTTP server in the initial phase will be created and tested on this platform. Own HTTP server. Starting point. HTTP is a protocol that operates at the TCP level, not to be confused with UDP. TCP was chosen here by the creators of HTTP due to the reliability of the transmission. And more specifically, the support for retransmission of lost packets, which UDP does not offer. UDP is connectionless. So we will start with a simple TCP server written under WinSock, which is basically practically one-to-one compatible with sockets under Linux and also those on BK7231T. The above code opens the listening on port 80. We cannot have it busy on our machine. When we have, for example, Apache running, the port will be already occupied and the program will not take it over, so we can talk to it. From a web browser, in fact, you could use any other port. You can include the destination port in the URL, but let's not complicate it. If there is a client, the code above handles it and maintains a TCP connection with it. We are most interested in three sections of this code. This is where the packet is retrieved. RevSev blocks the program until it receives something, although it can be non-blocking on Berkeley sockets. Here we create the text that we will send. We send it here. Let's run the program. You need to enter an address in your browser. You can also enter IP. Our IP, those in the LAN, type 192, 168, etc. can be found, for example, with the ipconfig command, but there is an ease.